One Allosaurus moved off to flank the unsuspecting Ceratosaurus. The rest headed to center stage. The Ceratosaurus was outnumbered, and scientists now know it was also outsmarted.
It was sort of an earlier model meat eater, doesn't have the more sophisticated brain that we see in some of its contemporaries like Allosaurus. So although it was pretty strong, it didn't have the claws, it didn't have the brains, and it also didn't have the size of some of the other giant meat eaters of its environment.
A single Ceratosaurus faced two Allosaurus. The prize, a helpless Stegosaurus and her young. Allosaurus went into killing mode.
If he's up against somebody bigger, Allosaurus is going to be cautious. He's going to stand back. He's going to really size up the prey, and he's going to focus on his adversary's weak points. If he's fighting somebody smaller, the battle changes. Now he's interested in rushing in and beating the crud out of his opponent. I don't care about weighing your strengths and weaknesses, brother. I'm bigger than you. I'll rip your head off.
There's a new clue. Scientists have found Allosaurus bones around the world. They all show signs of serious trauma. We know this dinosaur was programmed to kill or be killed.
There's been a lot of Allosaurus specimens found that have wounds on them, damage from having their foot crushed by another dinosaur, or holes punctured in their tail from the spikes of a Stegosaurus. But these are healed wounds. These dinosaurs survived these attacks long enough for the bones to heal over. They lived in tough times, but they were tough, and they could take it.
Having identified their adversary, the Allosaurus moved down the hill towards their target.